It's fun when Brother Harden gets stirred up like that.
You get Brother Harden stirred up like that.
I like to see people get stirred up.
It's hard for, it's difficult for him to unplug.
But it's still the Holy Ghost, so it don't matter. It's good. You know, the Lord watch how we treat revelation when it come to us.
Amen.
You gotta, you know, the way we receive it is the way we're gonna use it.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
You know, when he say something, I'm sitting there and he's unlocking things when he say that thing. Mm-hmm. He do it all the time. But when the Lord is on a person like that and you pull from it,
glory. Mm-hmm.
The Lord is equipping you.
Amen.
You
know. Amen, brother.
The Lord taught me not to be fearful, but when he give me something serious to do, I try to prepare so that I don't fail, so that I go forward with it. Mm-hmm. Last week we was talking about how we, you know, it was four or five different ways we receive revelation. And the move of God is by the Spirit. It's not by might or flesh. It's not by might or power. But it's by the Spirit. So when he reveals something, we have to, it's up to us, we have to monitor the way we receive it. Mm-hmm. You know, we can be excited about it, we can be dedicated. Some people, they receive it on a level that they contend for it. And then there's some that they receive it in a way that they'll become warriors.
I like that, on a level that they contend for. Mm-hmm.
And there are things that the Lord told me to do and I did, and there are things that he told me to do and I didn't complete. So I said, in order to repent, I said, Lord, help me, why didn't I finish this out? And I dialogue with him why I failed, so that don't happen anymore. And that's what warriors do. Warriors, you might lose a battle, but you regroup and come back stronger without failure. That's what a warrior will do. If a person is excited about it, they may keep that revelation until the excitement wears off.
Amen.
If a person contends, if they're dedicated, they'll study it, but they may not use it. They won't lose it as fast. But when you contend, you're gonna use that knowledge. And when you're a warrior, you don't let any opposition stop you.
Look at this book of Jude said, contend for the faith that was once delivered.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Contend for it.
Yeah.
Glory.
That means you got opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Opposition That's somewhere.
True. That's true.
This I was studying Acts and this morning, and I saw something I didn't really see before. I'm gonna start at verse 14.
Okay.
But Peter standing up with the 11, mm-hmm. lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, mm-hmm. and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. Mm-hmm. And it shall come to pass in the last days that God will pour out, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy.
Jesus.
And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire, vapor, or smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. I was thinking about the Holy Spirit in John chapter 16, my favorite scripture, verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, because he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. What I saw was the Holy Spirit trains us according to what he hears us speak. Because when we speak a word in faith, we're in agreement with God, and then he can teach us along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about the times that the Lord taught me things. It was because it started when I was in faith about it. That's when I was at a point I could be trained in it. When you're in faith in God's word, that's when the Holy Spirit can train you. When he hear what you speak, that's a subject he can train you on. And I never saw it that way before, and I thought about the times that he taught me. It was usually after something happened and I got in faith about something, and then he started training me and he guided me. Now, when you hear somebody else speak in faith and you're in agreement with it, the Holy Spirit heard, he knows that you're in faith about it, and he can train you. The word is first peaceable, and it's easy to be entreated. And that's why people have partial success. Some people are strong in finances, they may be weak in healing, or they may, some people walk in love, but they may have trouble somewhere else, in warfare or something. But as we receive from the Lord, as we study his word and speak it, that's the area of life that he can train us. And it doesn't matter whether we're good at it or not. As long as we're in faith about something, that's when the Lord can go on and train.
That's good, Apostle.
I thought about, well, Lord, sometimes you bring things to my attention that I never thought about. But when you study the word, you're receiving his word. The anointing is, through the anointing, he can teach you things, because you're anointed to do a certain thing, and then training comes with it. Some things that I've learned from the Lord is not because I prayed for it, asked for it. He sovereignly taught me. I was interested in it as he taught me, but that I think that's because of what he's going to have me to do. But at any rate, when you're in faith, that's when it's easy for the Lord to train you. And he made himself accessible to everybody. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Old men would dream dreams. Young men would see visions. He's with us. He's mighty. The more we yield to him and the more we hear him out, the more we can learn. When we get an agreement, we speak. We're still by faith. The just shall live by his faith. Everything's by faith, even learning. So when you speak the word of God in faith, you're a candidate for the Holy Spirit to come back and train you. And
that's
then,
good, Apostle. Mm-hmm. You know, here was saying he was going to pour out his spirit upon them, and then that's when they'll prophesy. They would be saying what the Holy Spirit's saying. They'll be saying things for their generation.
Yeah.
They won't be saying things, you know, they would be saying things that right on point, that's needed right in.
Right there.
Right for their generation. Mm-hmm. Right. What they did right here, we seen they did things right on point for their generation.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I mean, it hit and pricked the hearts.
That's right.
Right for that generation. And on our sons and daughters, if you got a son and daughter, please claim this scripture.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Claim it. I mean, don't look at what the devil showed you. Say, God, what did you say? God is looking for us to say, hey, what did I say?
You know, you have authority in your house.
Amen.
And I heard Brother Kenneth Hagin.
Lord, love to talk about that authority in your house.
When Kenneth Hagin was talking to a woman, she was mad at her son because he wasn't going to church. And she said, well, he ain't going to never go the way you're doing it. She said, and he said, she asked him what she should do. He said, every day when you pray over him, surround him with love and with faith. And I started doing it. So I'll name all of my children, and I say I surround them with love and with faith. I speak the word over them because I'm also a priest in the home. So you have to function as that, and you have to protect you. You know the devil trying to kill him, because he tried to kill me. I know he's trying to kill
absolutely.
He come to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah, he's always trying to mess folks up.
That's what he comes for.
That's true.
If he hanging around anywhere, he's not hanging around for nobody.
Nobody
was telling me, well, the devil is, I said, honey, if you let him hang around, he's not hanging around for no good. No.
I've been
he comes only to steal, kill, and destroy.
I've been on the other side of that. When I was a child, I wasn't even saved. And I could have gotten a lot of trouble several times, but my parents were praying for me.
Yeah.
And I know of some times the Lord intervened.
Yeah.
When I wasn't even on his side, but the Lord intervened, and I know it. And he rescued me from some pretty bad things. But anyway, it works.
It works.
Be the priest of your home.
It works.
Okay, verse 22. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaks concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because you will not leave my soul in hell, neither will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. I paraphrase that a little bit, because it's clearer than thee and thine. You know. Verse 28, you have made known to me the ways of life. You shall make me full of joy with your countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his grave is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knoweth that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruits of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. See, everything the Holy Spirit does is foundational. We have to look at whatever the Holy Spirit reveals to us from a standpoint of foundation. He does things foundationally. And all of this was by the Spirit of God. Jesus didn't do anything aside from God's guidance. And the disciples saw him, the apostles saw him, everything that he ever did, he got instructions from the Lord, then he did it. And he told them what the Lord gave him to do, and then he did it in their sight. This was the pattern. So this was the pattern that the enemy has attacked. After those first apostles died out, then people started swaying the word another way. But this is the standard that God is going to be able to use to bring forth the things that have been hidden from us, things that need to happen, the Holy Ghost ideas that he wants to reveal. It's all based on foundation. And when we go into whatever God, that's why I tell people, whatever he revealed to you, stick with it and bring it to pass. Because as you do, your vision is going to change. You're already able to do it. And it'll be so easy, you'll wonder why you didn't know it in the first place. Because everything he do is easy to be, it's easy to receive. It's easy to walk, it's easier to follow God than to muddle through this world with Satan hindering you. It's easier to just follow God, because you overcome all his wickedness, all of his power, all of his wickedness, everything that he has, you overcome. Because we're wired that way, we're made that way. We got God's DNA in us.
Yes, we do.
In 32, this Jesus has God raised up, where we all were witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord saith to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I make your foes your footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Jesus said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is to you, to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And every generation need you to hear from God in their day. Every generation from the time of this spring forth, and every generation afterwards to Christ come back, they need the words of the Holy Ghost so that they can live, so that they don't get beat up by Satan. Because now is your time to do it, because your children have to live in this world. And you want them surrounded by Holy Ghost talking people. verse 40, and with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and good. Brother Horton talked about this part, how they did. They sold their possessions and good and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. When there's a move of the Holy Spirit, what he does is perfect. And he'll prepare you to do a perfect work. The anointing will teach you too, according to what John said. He said you don't need anybody to teach you. The anointing will do it. But we do have people that can help us. And the anointing, actually the anointing is what teaches us all the time. Because when men and women of God speak by the anointing, they're teaching. They're giving us, they're preparing us to be led by the Holy Spirit, to be guided in all truth. Because a lot of things that I really needed, the Lord wasn't able to tell me until something arrested my attention. And then as I could hear it, he'd do it. I guess we're out of time. any comments, questions?
I got a question for you. Back there in verse 17, and talks about old men dreaming dreams.
Yeah.
Is that deja vu? I mean, you ever had kind of
that? I've had that. I've had dreams and visions. I had one this week. It was interesting. But the Lord will give you thoughts in your dreams. He'll show you things to come in your dreams. And deja vu, I don't know what that is.
I know, kind of like you do something and you look around and say, man, I've dreamed this before.
Yeah, I've had that to happen, but I don't know what it is and why it happens. But I do know the dreams that God gives and the visions. You know, I had, when I was a kid, the airplane flew over, everything was happening just, and it seemed like I lived this before, but I didn't know what it was. That happened a few times, but.
Pastor, you ready to come around the curve, y'all? Come on.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Bless us to go forward in all that you will have us to do. Help us to do all that's in your heart with excitement. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.